Jake Spaulding with you. It's time to talk college football here. Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats every single Thursday right here on 103.9 KNZA, presented by Hyman Repair Service and First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Talking with head coach Mike Paramore of Perry LeCompton Cause. Coach, coming off of last Friday's ball game, a close one at home in your home opener against Silver Lake in an 18-12 matchup. But coach, in that ball game, really, it was a tight game from the opening kick until the final whistle, with at one point you guys having a 12-7 lead in the third quarter. Just if you can, tell me about the ups and downs that you saw throughout that game.
I thought, pretty well played football game by both teams. Really pleased with how our kids came out and the effort they put in. Silver Lake's a high flying. They throw the ball well. They spread you out. They, make you defend a lot of different things. And, for us to hold them to 18, I felt like that was a pretty good accomplishment by our defense. We were put in some tough spots a couple times where, we rolled our neck and go ahead and force a field goal attempt. So, like what we did offensively, I think we're starting to come along, starting to get there, gave ourselves a chance. We're down 7-6 at half, come out of the half and the score opening possession of the third quarter and put ourselves in the lead. And, they came back like a good football team. And, they're a good program and a historic program for a reason. They got a lot of pride in what they do. They're going to come back and keep playing. And, again, we fought back and did some things. It's just we ended up on the short end.
Talk to me a little bit about, again, I feel like we've talked defense every single week with you in regards to your program this year. But once again, you guys, you mentioned it. I think you said that they rolled their neck. They stood up and it had a nice defensive stand, forcing a field goal. What have you seen from your defense as week by week has been progressing?
I think they get more confidence, and they, we tried to keep things pretty simple on the defensive side so they can play loose and not think and just go run around and play. I mean, you give them a few things they got to do. I think they responded well. They buy into the fact, running the football and how important that is and being assignment sound and trusting, what I've got. If I'm an A-gap player, I need to be an A-gap player and trust I got my buddies going to take care of his gap responsibility, and behind me they're going to take care of what they're supposed to do in pass drops. And putting it all together and all 11 guys doing what they're supposed to do and rally to the football from there. So I think they buy in, they believe, and they play hard, and they've been physical, and that's been fun to see.
Talking about the big guys up front, definitely clearing the way, but once again leading the way on the defensive end was Colton Kniper. Another week of double-digit tackles. Last week you gave a big credit to the guys up front for kind of paving the way for him. What are you seeing from that, again, the middle and the secondary side of your defense really being able to play loose because of the guys up front?
Yeah, up front they got to be space eaters, and they got to see if they can command some double teams, and that helps keep our linebackers clean and let them go run and make plays. Felt really good about our back end guys. I mean, they kept the ball in front of them, did a nice job on communication and getting to their drops. We tried to mix and match some things, try to give them some different looks. And that requires a lot of communication so we don't have a breakdown and give up something big. Again, I think we continue to get better and excited about this group, and I think they're gaining confidence as we go.
District play is this week, and as I look at last week's game again against Silver Lake, just two penalties as well, and so it seems like your program is on the ascend right now because everything seems to be gelling, and a quality opponent like Silver Lake, does that kind of a game prepare you for district action as you begin that this week?
Well, I think in our first 3 games, we've played a pretty good schedule coming right out, and nothing gets easier this week. Going up to Holton, and they're 1-2, but they'd be 3-0 real easy. And they got 2 1-point losses, and have had opportunities in those games to turn it their way. So nothing's getting easier as you look at the schedule, but that is what it is in the Big East, and playing football in 3A, 2A, Northeast Kansas. It's some really good folks that are well coached and hard nosed and play the game the right way. So yeah, we feel like our schedule is, you got to go out, you got to be well prepared week to week, and make sure you're doing everything you need to do within your game plan to give your guys a chance to be successful. And then go out and execute it, because there's no gimmies right now, and you got to go earn it. Nobody's going to give you anything. So we feel like our first 3 games have, made us better, challenged us, but we're going to district, and there's some good teams still to play, and we got to go make sure we put our best foot forward and keep playing better every week.
Talking with head coach Mike Paramore, we'll talk about the matchup against Holton this Friday after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you here as it's Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chats with Kaw head coach Mike Paramore. And coach, week one of district play is starting this week for your squad. You're in Class 3A District 4, and your first matchup in districts against the Houlton Wildcats on the road. So the third road game in the first four games for you, is that something that, comes to mind or something that the kids think about? Like, man, we're hitting on the road again?
I haven't been really anything we've really addressed or talked about. It's just it's the next game up on the schedule, and it's just how it works, and then we'll get a stretch there of three or four at home to end the regular season. So, you know, on the road's kind of it's something not really one of those things we talk about. It's a chance for us to get together on the bus. And it's just kind of us. You got no distractions around you, and you get there, and you just take care of each other, circle the wagons, and let's go play.
Might be the first time in a long time that both Houlton and Perry LeCompton, 1-2 going into this matchup. What's the gravity of a game such as this against a team like this that you know so well?
Oh, we've, you know, over the years had some tremendous games with them, and we got a ton of respect for that program up there. You know, it speaks for itself what they've done over the years. So they continue to do what they do. They're going to be physical. They're going to run the football. They're going to be well schemed in how they get at you defensively. So, you know, we got to make sure, again, we go and prepare, and we talk about we got to take care of us first, always. That message never changed. We got to do what we do, take care of what we do. We go execute. We go play with a high level of energy and a high level of enthusiasm. And then do it within what we're game planning and execution-wise. We're going to give ourselves a chance to win. But always fun to play up there. I think it's a great atmosphere, and looking forward to that challenge.
You guys 1-2 going into this contest, as is Houlton. When you're talking about your squad, do you find some positives from the way that this season has gone so far? Again, every single game, it seems like your rushing attack has gotten more viable. Is that going to be a big key for this week's game?
I think you've got to be able to run the football. I mean, it's just to chew some clock and, you know, change field position and see if you can do some of those kind of things and keep the ball out of their hands. If we can do those things and go put points on the board, go finish some drives. I mean, we're showing signs. We're getting there. Now we got to go make those plays to get the ball in the end zone. And, you know, that brings a little bit more emotion, a little bit momentum on your side of the ball when you're able to do that and give that spark. So, but I like our guys that have come back. They've practiced well again. They locked in. They're wanting to improve. They're doing the right things, and so we'll go out and strap it up and see what we can do again this Friday night.
All right, Coach, and then one final thing here. We talked about it's district action now. New playoff format for all classifications. It's going to be more similar to the 4, 5, and 6A postseason ranking system. What does that do as far as your guys' focus on week-to-week with the slight changes in the way that's going now?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're going to come out and they're going to see, yeah, they're still going to be, you win your district, you'll be, you know, you're a one seed, so you'll be 1-4 when they put you in the bracket, and it trickles on down. So I think it's a better option than what they had before. Again, if it gets you out of playing somebody you've just locked horns with the last couple weeks, I think that's a good thing. You never know where that's going to fall. You know, you play a tough district schedule, that might knock you down a little bit further down in the rankings. You look like a Bishop Miege, what they've been. I mean, they come in sometimes as a 7, 8, 9 seed, and they win a state championship just because the schedule they play is tough. So you're still going to catch some top seeds early on. But I think, you know, going through our district, going through our league, you know, if you can get better and you can hang in there, I think you're going to be battle-tested once it comes time for those playoffs to go. But I think the new format, it's an improvement of what we've done in the past.
Class 3A, District 4, Perry LeCompton in the same district with Topeka Hayden, Houlton, Hiawatha, and Jeff West. The Cavs take on the Cats this Friday. Coach, best of luck to you, good health as well, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Jake. Thank you.
All right, Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cavs on our weekly Cavs Locker Room Chat presented by Hyden Repair Service and First State Bank and Trust in Perry.